welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
Hey everybody, welcome to In the Limelight here on Voice America's Influencers Channel. I have a pop-in guest, so we're going to get started right away this morning. And we're not going to do the words of the day and all the fun things I like to start the show with, but we are going to start talking with Anthony on every show from here on out, pretty much at the top of the show, just for a few minutes, because I want everybody out there to know about him and what he's doing with his gorgeous family. Just very quickly, here's a family that arrives from Australia, and they start traveling the United States in a huge bus followed by a truck, if you will, that actually washes dogs. And they go city to city and town to town. They create events. The town comes out, brings their animals down, they wash the animals, and then give the proceeds to rescues all over the United States. I think that is one of the most amazing things happening. Anthony, Amos, good morning to you. BatheToSave.com, everybody. Get online and take a look at what he's doing while we're having a quick chat. Hey, Anthony.
G'day, mate. How are you today?
G'day, mate. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here in Cleveland. Every time I think of Cleveland, I think of Cleveland Brown off the Family Guy. So I'm actually in Cleveland as we speak.
You're in Cleveland as we speak. You know, David, I was just going to say that we can get that up a little bit. I just was so excited to get you on the show and let everybody know what Bathe to Save is doing. And I know, where are you going after Cleveland?
Well, I've got a young bloke that's part of the group that we're all in together with this T-Rex environment. He's going to come in and help with all of the e-com. So I'm literally dropping the big blue dog off here to get fixed with warranty issues with Ford, driving to Ohio and seeing Jeff 3 hours away, putting all that plan together, coming back to get the big blue dog, and then we head towards the New England area. So all of New England is going to be seeing us in October. We're doing a big 6-state, 7 event, and we're leading up to it and afterwards with a film crew of doing a documentary for the series.
Right, and I know you just got a really huge sponsor jump on board. You want to talk about it?
Oh, yes, my goodness. So we've been working so hard to get a great sponsor like Subaru. Subaru will come on board. Subaru New England are kicking us off, and then we're going to work with Subaru nationally. And it's been hard, Clarissa, because we've wanted to have the right sponsors with us. We've had great sponsors sort of getting them from A to B, but we've had, you know, really big sponsors come out, like liquor sponsors and what have you. But we had it's dogs and kids. So, you know, Subaru have got a friendly environment with their catchphrase, Subaru loves pets. They've got Subaru vehicles for pets. It's a perfect match. So we're over the moon.
That's exciting. And I know you have really, you've got a huge, following with other sponsors. We can't name them all, but, you know, you're doing a great job. You started out with Larry King, who jumped on board with you guys in the beginning and really helped raise awareness for what you're all doing. It's amazing, the story. I know that you've got, I think all in all, you're going to be on the road for about 18 months and then you're going back, but you're going to be back here as well to the States, back and forth, continuing your amazing charity work, and your lovely wife, Rachel, with your 3 beautiful teenage children, just, you know, traveling all over the United States, washing dogs, and one dog at a time. I know when we were in Hannibal a couple of weeks ago, we broke a record up there, and we did something like
that.
I was there, but I think it was 82 dogs or something in an afternoon, and you were able to give a check to somewhere around, I think in the vicinity of $3,000. Back to that rescue. That's amazing.
And $3,000 to a local rescue like that, anybody in the rescue world will tell you, that is a massive influx of cash for them to be able to save so many dogs. $1,000 goes a long way to get nearly 3. You know, that was great. And you saw it yourself, Chris. The kids washed every dog, dried every dog, and they related with all the customers, and, you know, they really put in. They know what it's like to give back at a young age, and you know, you can see what sort of fun it is with all of us being there together. So you being there was fantastic, and having all those interviews was great. So we're excited. There's a lot of momentum we've got going on right now.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I can't wait to hear about your exploits next week as well. When you pop in and say hello to us, let us know. Keep us in the loop. Keep us posted. We're happy to get you on the show and let everybody know what you're doing. Ohio, Cincinnati. Is it Cleveland right now? You're in Cleveland right now. On the way to New England. So everybody, keep an eye out. Bubbles is the name of the dog.
Bubbles and the Amos family
are coming to a town near you soon. Everybody, again, bathetosave.com. Anthony, thanks.
Thanks, mate. See you next week.
All right, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody's a mate. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you are, if he knows you, doesn't know you, if he's ever met you before. Hello, mate. It's everybody's a mate. I love
hello,
that.
Mate.
Hello, mate. I try to do it, but I don't know if I can get it quite right, you know. Anyway, so that's the beginning. I love getting his charities, onto the show and giving them a shout out. But we're going to continue with the show.